But we still needed a working definition of the word scoundrel, and for that, we headed to lexicographer Erin McKean. She's the founder and CEO of the online dictionary Wordnik. She's also the principal editor of the New Oxford American Dictionary. Steve Paulson sat down with her.
We asked you a few days ago to think about the word scoundrel. Have you figured out what it means?
Well, what it means is pretty straightforward. The word scoundrel, Samuel Johnson said it was a mean rascal, a low, petty villain.
Okay.
I don't think you can top that. I think, you know, Samuel Johnson said it. It hasn't really changed that much. The word scoundrel, though, I think has lately taken on a more approving tone.
Right.
Like you might say, oh, he's such a scoundrel, but you don't really mean he's a low, petty villain. You mean he's kind of a bad boy.
Yeah. What I found interesting is when you look at the synonyms that are listed in the Webster's Dictionary, it really covers the gamut. I just want to read some of these. Baddie, beast, brute, devil, evildoer, fiend, heavy, hound, knave, meanie, miscreant, monster, Nazi, no good, rapscallion, rascal, reprobate, rogue, savage, scallywag, scamp, scapegrace, villain, varlet, wretch. So some of those are pretty nasty words, and some of them aren't so bad.
I think we never run out of ways to call people less than good, and we don't ever really get rid of the need to call people names either. There's an enormous number of synonyms for scoundrel and rapscallion and scalawag and so on in the Oxford Historical Thesaurus, just going back hundreds of years.
Now, you suggested that the definition has changed over the centuries since Samuel Johnson's time. Maybe it's become a little more favorable. I mean, there's sort of the playful element there, the con element. How do you explain that?
I think it's through a linguistic process that's sometimes called amelioration. So bad words get slightly better, often through metaphorical extension. So let's say that you're given perhaps to hyperbole, and instead of calling somebody, you know, unpleasant or unkind or immoral or a cheat, you're like, I'm going to reach for the word scoundrel so that people know the depth of my feeling, but I'm not necessarily saying he's headed for the gallows.
So I have to ask, would there be any circumstances where you would like to be called a scoundrel?
I think it would be enormously fun to be, say, in my 80s or early 90s and raising a great deal of heck. Well, I'd like to be the kind of little old lady who raises heck, you know, mischievous but not necessarily criminal.
I was wondering if there is, you know, are scoundrels among lexicographers, if that would be a badge of honor in some way.
Oh, that's an interesting question. I wonder what being a scoundrelish lexicographer would entail. Maybe making little permutations to alphabetical order to get people lost.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
If we all just declared that N and O were going to switch places in the alphabet and we'd all pretend not to understand when people said, you know, I used to think it went L-M-N-O-P. We'd be like, no, no, you're crazy. It's always been L-M-O-N-P.
Lexicographer Erin McKean is the founder and CEO of the online dictionary Wordnik. She was also the principal editor of the New Oxford American Dictionary. Steve Paulson spoke with her.